We are the 1, 2, 3 Sore Losers!
Woo! What up, what up? What a great weekend. We are back. It is Monday. I am Lunchbox and I run the show. Why? Because I know the most about sports. So I give you my sports facts, sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
I'm Eddie, and somebody on Twitter said I should just probably say I'm the casual sports guy, because I do know a little bit about sports. I just don't know the details of who's who and what's what and how much they ran for, but I'm just your average sports dude who loves to watch sports.
What's up, you guys? I am Ray. I'm the betting expert. If you have $200, discretionary income just sitting around for a rainy day, I'm the guy you need to listen to. I'm going to give you those bets that give you the $400, the $500 on a Monday morning in your pocket when all your buddies are saying, man, this job sucks. I don't make any money. Well, guess what? You have a side gig. It's called betting, and I am going to advise you. I am your financial advisor.
Oh, yeah.
Boy. That's right. Trouble.
That's trouble when you listen to his locks. Woo! I mean, you locked it in with those Titans.
And they reverse locked on that one.
They reverse locked. All right. All right. Are you ready for another round of
Would You Rather? Oh, boy.
Would you rather?
All right. Would you rather be hanging out at the beach or hanging out up in the mountains?
The beach. Easy. Forget the mountains. I love the sun. I love the sand. I love bikinis. I love suntan lotion. I love the water. All of it. Give me the beach.
I got to say the beach. I'm a surfer. I've lived in Costa Rica. And honestly, when it comes to waves, when it comes to less clothing, the bikinis, you got beautiful weather. It's warm. Who wants to be in the mountains? There's no cell reception. I love a good beach, playing on my phone, seeing when that next break's going to come, getting the high tide. I'm a beach guy.
Find me up in the mountains. I'm all for the... I'm all for the bikinis, but geez, you can only lay there in the sand for so long. I mean, you can hike up a mountain, go skiing. I've never been skiing.
Just
to be up in the mountains away from everything in nature is one of the best things in the world.
You like being Rocky Mountain high? Like,
nope, I just like being up in the mountains, man.
Okay,
I'm just
right.
saying, I just like being up in the mountains. I like climbing mountains. Mountains are cool.
Mountains are peaceful.
Here's my question.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's so peaceful.
They are peaceful up there.
Duh. We live in Nashville, Tennessee. When was the last mountain you went to?
The Smokies?
Well, actually, I went to Mount Olympus in Greece. That's where I climbed it for my honeymoon.
Wow. See, I don't think of those as mountains. That's a legit mountain. Mountain of the mountains.
Oh, okay, so you're talking just like mountains. I went to the mountains in North Carolina over in the summer.
Okay, are Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yes, I was out. I stayed on a mountain out there. That was awesome.
The Smoky Mountains aren't even close to the tallest of mountains.
No, they're not.
No, but they're still mountains.
Okay.
No, I mean, they're still big. It still takes a long time to climb them.
But they're not that impressive to look into, especially because they're the Smoky Mountains. So there's always smoke, so you really can't see them from afar. The Rocky Mountains, gorgeous.
When you
see the Rocky Mountains, you're like, that is a mountain range.
The Andes,
I haven't
Kilimanjaro.
Seen that one. But I'm saying that the Smoky Mountains aren't really that impressive of a rock face.
Gotcha. So when you drive up to them, you're not like, wow. They don't take your breath away.
No, exactly.
Got it.
But Coach Lunchbox, you like a lot of clothes. You like being cold because it's colder in the mountains.
Yeah, it depends when you go. I mean, I went to Oregon and I climbed some mountains and it wasn't cold. It was in the summer last year.
When you say you're climbing mountains, are you walking up them or do you have the actual gear where you're climbing a mountain?
The backpack with the tent and everything.
No, I'm just walking up it.
Oh, you're just taking a walk.
No, it's a hike.
I get it. You're hiking up the climbing. I was thinking it was
I'm not doing the side of the mountain like rock climbing.
Oh, that's what we thought.
No, we're talking like trails, like a hiking trail.
Okay.
It takes you 2 or 3 hours to get somewhere on the mountain, a lookout, and then you got to walk 2 or 3 hours on the other side. So you go for like a 7-hour hike.
My 5-year-old did that with us one time on top of the Smokies. We went all the way to the top, and he was pissed because he thought there was going to be a castle up there or a princess or something because we told him, we're like, dude, it's a 3-hour hike. And we went all the way up, and he was like, that's it? All right, let's go back down. This is the worst thing I've ever done.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. Like the feeling when you get to the top and you can see everything.
The summit is what
they call it. Oh, man. Let me tell you, when I got to the top of Mount Olympus, that was the coolest feeling. It was pretty cold up there, though. Like there was snow on the ground and everything. It went from.
Because it changes 20 degrees.
Yes, as you go up. Yeah. And we slept in a like a little cabin or whatever once you get kind of close to the top. And I've never been so cold in my life. They give you these thermal blankets. I mean, I had like 3 of them on because it was so cold in there. And then you wake up the next morning, you climb to the summit, and you are up there, and you sign the book. That's the cool part. But the only problem is halfway through me signing the book, pen ran out of ink.
So it just said lunch?
Yeah, that's it. I tried
lunch
to say
B.
Celebrating my honeymoon. And that's all I got.
Oh, man.
It didn't
terrible.
Get to say where I was from or anything like that. So if you go to Mount Olympus and you look through the book, half signature.
Well, that book's probably not there. Your book's probably not there anymore, huh? Like,
No. It's one book.
One huge. How big is the book?
They swap it out. They so the people in their head think that that book stays there.
Yes.
They swap it out, put it in the old cellar
probably
or something.
Thousands of times. They probably burn the old book.
I wonder.
Hey, guys, the day's signatures are done. Throw that one away.
You think someone that climbed it in the 1930s is still in that book?
Yes.
How many people climbed that mountain?
A lot.
Okay, so that book's not there.
Okay, whatever. Let's move on to the NFL. Last night.
Those got me thinking about those burgers, though. Did you get a follow-up on those burgers?
Yeah. Oh, you want to talk
to
the Brewers?
Yeah, I was just curious about
that. The Brew Crew. They won 12 in a row.
Free burgers.
Free burgers. And the free burgers are happening for a four-hour window.
Stupid. Should be 24.
That's what I said, four-hour window.
But there's 31 locations in the city of Milwaukee. So they're going to give away a crap ton of burgers.
Right, but individually, it's not going to really hurt the business too much because there are different locations. Four-hour window, there's going to be a big wait. I mean, we thought they were going to go out of business because we thought they were going to be open 24 hours and it's going to be a whole deal. There's going to be millions of burgers sold.
So what you guys don't know is the Milwaukee Brewers, there's a restaurant, George Webb. It's a burger place in Milwaukee. Their advertising campaign back in the day was, if the Brewers win 12 in a row, free burgers for everyone. And so the last time it happened was 1987, and the Brewers winning game one of the NLCS on Friday night. That means they had won 12 baseball games in a row. So, George Webb, they did it. We always knew they would. In honor of George Webb's famous prediction, we will be giving away free burgers on Thursday, October 18th from 2 to 6 p.m. Plus, we'll have special pricing on our other menu items, including fries, soft drinks,
okay,
and much more.
Okay, we don't need to know the whole menu.
They also had strawberry milkshakes along with chocolate.
You have the kiddos. You can have curly. We have crayons for them on the coloring book menu.
I was just...
The curly fries and the straight ones.
Y'all like pumpkin pie? Come get you one.
You just asked me for an update on the burger, so I'm giving you an update on the burger. So you can go October 18th if you're in Milwaukee. Go to George Webb's, one of their locations, and you get a free burger.
We got to have at least one dude that listens in Milwaukee. Go get a picture. Please hit us on Sore Loser Show so we can see it.
I want to see this burger.
And prove that it was free. The receipt needs to say 0.00.
And I want to see this burger. It's going to be like a McDonald's dollar menu burger.
Dude, it's a thin little
it's a
patty.
It's a slider. They have to do something like that,
and
right?
You know what's scaring me right now?
No, they're doing their normal burger.
Their normal burger? It's not going to be a little one?
No, I don't think you can get a double-decker, three patties. I think you're getting a normal hamburger for free.
So that's cool. So the original George had that prediction.
Yes.
OG George Webb
That
did.
Was his whole advertising, and it's only happened one other time. That's pretty cool. Crazy.
And the thing I'm seeing right now is the curse of the burger. They haven't won since they did the burger giveaway.
The curse of the burger.
The curse of the burger is real.
Dude, there's the goat, there's the bambino, there's the curse of the burger. Oh my gosh, dude.
That's got to happen. It's got to be a thing. Well, and then our great grandchildren are going to be like, you ever hear about that curse of the burger?
Yeah, apparently they gave them free burgers. They didn't win a game since.
There was a guy named George Webb.
They started out the next season 0-12.
Dude, that's how these things start, right?
It is how it starts.
Yeah, that's
but
cool.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, they could win tonight and the curse could be over.
Good point.
Be moving on.
No, the Brewers are going to make it a series. That relief pitching is so dirty. That's going to be a great series. I'm telling you right now. Oh, both of these are great.
Both series are great. I mean, and Kershaw, how we went over it last week, how Kershaw has a rough time in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Did you see Kershaw have a rough time in the playoffs?
Yeah, but that's followed up by a good time in the playoffs. I mean, he had a good game before that.
But
so it's to say, all my point was to say that he doesn't show up in the postseason. I mean, yes, he didn't show up in the postseason last year, but he did this year.
All right, and then Jason Stark, he had a tweet. Kershaw allowing 5 runs or more, 7 of his last 163 regular season starts. Playoffs, 7 of his last 20 starts.
Yeah, more pressure.
Exactly.
That's more pressure.
But if you're the highest paid pitcher in baseball,
you're paid to handle that pressure.
That's what I think. But I'm going to say this start was deceiving because the defense let him down. The Dodgers, I mean, the Grandal, the catcher, he had like 3 pass balls in one inning. And they hit him right in the mitt and they bounced off. Mm-hmm. And so the outfield misplayed a couple balls, the infield. And so it makes it look like Kershaw had a bad outing. And everybody's like, if you go look on all these news, oh, Kershaw chokes again. He didn't really have a bad game.
I mean,
the defense let him
down. He gave up a home run to the pitcher, didn't he?
Now he did. Okay, but that's a home run. If you're in the major leagues, you can hit.
I know.
I mean, those pitchers used to be shortstops, and then they're turned into. I mean,
exactly.
In the little league, they played shortstop and pitch. That's where the two best athletes play.
Yeah.
And
not all of them, but yeah. I can't see Chris Sale hitting a home run or anything. Like,
well,
some of these really good pitchers obviously stopped hitting probably once they got to high school, maybe.
Right? Or in college.
Yeah.
Like Kerry Wood, who used to pitch for the Cubs, he was a great hitter. Mm-hmm.
That's why he hit the home runs when he would play in the playoffs.
That's
and everything.
Right.
Bartolo Colon, man, grand slam hitter.
That was his first ever home run. So yeah, I mean Kershaw, and then yesterday David Price, the first time. He had first win his team got when he started in the playoffs. He was his team's not his record, but it was 0-10 whenever he started a playoff game. Last night he had a rough outing, but they still won. Hmm.
Did he get the win?
He did not get the win.
Exactly.
But it still counts as his team won when he started. Exactly. So yeah, the Astros though are dirty.
I said Astros win the World Series. I'm sticking by it. Rockies let me down on the other side, but I think the Astros are the team to beat. The pitching and the hitting, unbelievable.
Right, I think their pitching is so deep.
Man, they're going to go back to back to back.
Oh, you're going three in a row?
Just two. I didn't mean to say it three.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's three really bold.
Predict okay, next year right now.
Say
be great.
Back to back and try to stop yourself from
back
saying
back
to back to back. Ah, oh, dang it. I can't.
Back to back to back to back to back.
Dude, you can't stop yourself.
Dude,
can't
it stop. Is I mean, tough
it,
to
it just
stop.
Rolls
let me,
off the tongue.
Let me try one more time. Back to back to back. No, I can't.
Yeah, you think the Astros will go back to back to back. You all. Coach, sure you can't stop
man.
Yourself.
So, last night, Chiefs, Patriots.
Please tell me what the hell happened, because when I went to bed, it was 24-9. That was halftime, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Or did the Chiefs score again before halftime?
No, that was it. They threw an interception right before half.
Okay, I wake up and it's 43-40. What in the hell happened?
Mahomes came back.
Okay, this is what happened. There was a lot of hype going into this game leading up all week. Oh, the game so far of the year. And guess what? It lived up to the hype.
The best game of the year.
Best game of the year. You see two of the best teams in the NFL going head-to-head, blow for blow. And in the first half, I thought the Patriots had a good strategy. They let the Chiefs dump everything in front of them, make the tackle, let them move the ball between the 20s, and then they kick field
goals.
Force
the field goal,
yeah. And that's what – that's the Patriots, if you look at their defenses over the years, I feel like they give up a lot of yards, but they don't give up a lot of points because they make you kick field goals. And so they were kicking field goals, and the Patriots were scoring touchdowns. And that was the difference. Then all of a sudden in the second half, I don't know if the Patriots changed it or the Chiefs made a little – adjustment, but all of a sudden Tyreek Hill was getting loose. He was on the run
for some long bombs.
Long bombs.
Oh, like, receiver.
Mahomes was hitting him, and Tyreek Hill was just blowing past people.
Wow,
it was so fun
to watch.
Where
did Tyreek Hill go to college? Oregon?
I want to say he went to Kansas State.
I'll look it up.
But he, there was a lot of controversy surrounding him because of domestic violence accusations coming out of college. And he dropped in the draft because of his speed.
University of West Alabama.
West Alabama?
Close, guys. Real close.
But where did he go before that?
Let's see. He attended Garden City Community College before that.
And before that?
Oklahoma State University.
Oklahoma State. Okay. So he got, I believe he got kicked off the team.
Oh, wow.
And then he had to go the smaller school route.
Oh, that's, I was wondering. That stuff you're talking about was in college.
Yeah.
Because we never saw any highlights of him when he was in college because he was at smaller schools.
Right.
There you go.
So there you go. I had my state wrong. Oklahoma State, Kansas State. I mean, same conference, same thing.
Both right
but
there in the middle.
What I mean, the game last night. I mean, I just Tom Brady. Like I thought, the Patriots had a good offensive strategy. Also, they were running the ball. Why? To keep the football away from Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City offense. And then, I mean, when they neither team had a defense.
No, if that's why it was 40-43 or whatever.
Well, that just tells you if Kansas City is going to win, they're going to just have to score because their defense is
they're terrible,
god awful.
Both of them, both of their defenses. But I'm interested about you saying the whole them letting them get to the red zone and then making them kick.
Yeah.
How does the defense just say, all right, let them go? Like, just let them go.
You play off the receivers.
Yeah, you play off the receivers. You keep everything in front of you, and then you just make the tackle. Because then once you get to the end zone, you have the end line as an extra defender. So it's
so they
a
can't
tighter
burn
window.
You deep.
They can't burn you. Exactly.
A defender has never been burnt deep in the red zone. You never can get burnt deep in the red zone.
There's no distance between the defender.
There's no deep.
And,
yeah. It's a lot more people in a compact area, so it's harder to get open and run your plays because you're in a little area. The whole field, they get past you, you can't catch them. That's why they were playing off, let them dump it in front, tackle them.
Interesting.
So what else?
I didn't even think about that when I was watching the game.
Did you guys watch, because I had to work a little bit earlier than you guys, did you watch the whole game? I'm starting to think Eddie didn't watch the whole game.
I did watch the whole game.
I watched 98% of the game.
Dude, I would have loved to watch that whole game.
And Mahomes, he struggled a little bit in the first quarter, first half.
Oh, so you think he had the nerves a little bit?
Maybe a little bit, but he
didn't
threw,
seem like
hey,
it.
Hey, homie was watching SportsCenter a little bit.
He threw two interceptions, you know what I mean? So he was not perfect. And then the second half, he just looked calm, looked poised. He didn't let it get him down. It was impressive. Very impressive. It was such a fun game to watch.
Did he come back right away? Because they were down 24-9 at halftime.
Yes.
Did he start to come back right away?
Yeah,
immediately.
First drive, touchdown. Okay. 24-16 or whatever, and then boom, they get it 24-23. I mean, it was great. And then what was crazy is the Patriots go up by 7, and there's like 3 minutes and 30 seconds left, and they kick off to the Chiefs. Okay, he comes out, left hash. I went on the left hash. First play, sit, hut, boom, throws it over the middle of Tyreek Hill, and Tyreek Hill made those defensive backs look like they were standing in quicksand. I mean, he just blows by them down the left sideline, touchdown, 23 seconds or something like they had the ball.
Wow.
He's so freaking fast, dude.
So freaking fast.
Woo! He's always been fast. Why aren't we just now talking about him? Because Chiefs are good.
No, we talked about him last year in his rookie year.
Yeah, he had a great year last year.
All right, but I mean now that's all you guys talk about is Tyreek Hill.
Well, just in this game because he had a great game last night.
So he had a great fantasy game too then, obviously.
Everything.
Well, I mean, just yes. If he's scoring touchdowns.
What do you have, a couple touchdowns? And sounds like well over 100 yards.
Well over 100 yards.
He's had a great season. Like, he's just had a really good season. Like, he's shining out of everyone else in the Chiefs, you know? Like, Kareem Hunt had a decent game last night. I was shocked.
Oh, he had a really good game.
Because he hadn't really been doing too much. But Kelsey was average.
How's it going in you guys' fantasy leagues? What are you guys –
Tyreek Hill had 7 catches for 142 yards and 3 touchdowns.
He had 3 touchdowns?
Yeah. Kareem Hunt had 10 carries for 80 yards – and 5 catches for 105 yards and a touchdown.
Dude, whenever you guys talk stats like that, makes me want to get back into fantasy. I can do weekly on DraftKings and FanDuel, but when you say 3 touchdowns, 150, I'd love to predict that and
that's
have him on my
points.
Fantasy team.
And so Mahomes was 23 of 36 for 352 yards, 4 TDs, 2 INTs. And this is when I'm talking about the Patriots. Tom Brady, 1 touchdown pass, and they win 43-40. That tells you how good.
Because he ran one in, too.
Well, yeah, he did run one. But they had 2 rushing touchdowns by Sony Michel and 1 by Tom Brady. Like, usually you think of the Patriots just throwing the ball. Man, they ran the ball 38 times. They ran the ball more than they threw the ball. That never happens with them.
Yeah, they always throw a lot.
Always throw. Yeah. And he just said, we're going to come out and pound the football. And I'm going to tell you what. Can we go get Pitts? Because he's the Chiefs.
He's right on the couch.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, he's been sitting there.
Oh, get on up to that microphone.
He's been wanting to talk the whole time.
Yeah, I want to get
iHeart
Big Pitts, right?
On Twitter. iHeart Big Pitts.
Yeah,
two T's, two T's.
And you'll be able to tell by his voice that the Chiefs did lose because
he
lost his voice.
He was yelling at the TV.
How you doing, brother?
Can you take my picture from over here? I want to make sure you can see. Okay.
Get on the mic.
I just want to talk to you. What after the game, what did you feel? How did you feel as a Chiefs fan? It's radio. You got to talk.
He's speechless,
dude. I was happy. I know you're going to give me a hard time, but I mean, I don't know how you don't. You watched as a football fan. You watched a great football game. Patrick Mahomes' first loss ever. Not even halfway through the season of his first year as a starting quarterback in the NFL, he loses to a last-second field goal to the greatest quarterback of all time at his house after throwing 4 touchdowns in the second half after burying himself in a hole in the first half. I heard you talk about being poised. Absolutely. Hats off to the Patriots for a hell of a football game. Hats off to the Chiefs for a hell of a football game. As a Chiefs fan, I was just lucky to have a dog in the fight, man. I was worried as soon as Tyreek Hill, let's just say that those are all pro, not just defensive backs in the NFL. Those are all pro defensive backs that are being left in the quicksand. If your game plan isn't, okay, boys, throw the ball to Tyreek Hill until he gets his breath back and then throw it to him again. That should be your game plan. There's no arguing. That's the fastest cat in the NFL. That's fun to watch. Get him the football. Just like I heard, is it Rex Ryan, old Jets guy that struggled with his weight, but coach, he said this morning, he's like, you get him off the line. I mean, you either get physical with him off the line and then play defense, or you're going to give up 100 points a game. What part of he is faster than anybody you have on your football team do you not understand? Hats off to Andy Reid for using him. 3 touchdowns, that's big. There's so many places I want to go to talk football with you. Number one, let's just say that no team's ever won the Super Bowl undefeated. Glad to get the first loss out of the way.
No, they have. The Dolphins did.
Okay, you're right. I was thinking I meant the Patriots. No, I take that back. You are right. That's before my time, and I always forget that. So that's okay. You are right. That's before my time. But I was not even trying to make a slam, just making a point. So aside from me being wrong on that, the Patriots, you know, they got their one loss in the Super Bowl. So just the whole getting the one loss out of the way. I'm glad we did. It's frustrating for me as a fan because I feel like we left the win out there. I mean, I don't want you to say, oh, you're that fan that thinks you're going to win. No, but in that situation, I think we left a win on the football field. Let me tell you why.
You were down 24-9.
Hear me out, bro. Tom Brady didn't leave any touchdowns on the field, you know, off the field. Tom Brady, he got his touchdown. You know, when they went down there, they scored regardless of how they got their touchdown. The Chiefs left touchdowns on that football field. Okay, if you'll look at it, the biggest play of the first half is not interceptions, in my opinion. It's when you are still in that ball game at halftime to the greatest quarterback of all time and arguably one of the greatest sidelines to go with it. And you're still in the ball game, and you're driving down at the – you're in the red zone. You've got a third down play. If somebody doesn't grab Patrick Mahomes by the helmet on the sideline, by the face mask, and say, I don't care what happens on this play, under no circumstances is the next down going to be their ball. Fourth down will be Chiefs football. If you have to throw that football to a fan, you cannot let an interception happen here. Like, you have to – I'm being serious. That's nothing to laugh about. You have to stress that.
Stop laughing,
Ray. You have to stress that to a young quarterback. That's how vital. This play, this snap that you're getting ready to take, Patrick, is more important than any snap in this football game yet. Understand that. Third down, it is, because you find yourself at 24-9 with an opportunity to cut it to a one-score lead if you get a touchdown. If you get a field goal, it's momentum. You've got the ball back in the second half because every game this year we've won the kickoff and we've deferred to the second half. We've played good defense, or, you know, we're giving up a lot on first down, but we've gotten a score first.
Was the
and
coin
then we get
head,
the ball back
was
in
it
the
heads
second.
Or tails, the coin?
I didn't see the – I was talking about the first games. All I know is the same situation happened. I didn't see who won the kickoff,
so what
but
you're
they
saying
got the ball
is,
first.
Is
but
the...
you can't turn the ball over there. He threw an interception.
Oh,
you have to – here's why. You have momentum is worth as much as points in that game. You've got two dynamic offenses. They're both going to score. I don't care who you put. You can put the head man and his 12 disciples on the other line of scrimmage. You're not going to stop. You're not going to stop potent offenses like that. So you know that going in. So when you have an opportunity to score, you've got to score, regardless if it's points or not. You laugh. Now take what I'm telling you and flip it to the end of the game and add 3 points to the score. That field goal that Gostkowski got as a chip shot to win the game would have tied it. That's how important that field goal is. So when you mock me for saying grab his face mask before halftime and don't throw the ball away, you don't throw the ball away.
Security. Security.
I'm just passionate because that's how you win football games. You score every single time you can. They played better football. Kudos to the Patriots for playing great D.
Get on the mic, brother.
I'm sorry. We left footballs. We left touchdowns on the field. So that's the only thing.
Yes, those touchdowns are still there. They called this morning.
Let's just say that your boy.
They're at the lost and found.
This is I Heart Big Pits. If you're just joining us,
hey, and I'm sorry,
the
for
Patriots.
Yelling, I get
it's
passed.
No, it's okay. Keep going.
It's fine.
Let me just say that your boy is going to be there Sunday night at Arrowhead because he turns 41 on Monday, and his family loves him. And if I get the request, I know it's a week out, but I just found out that I got tickets. I'm going to be there Sunday night, 7 rows off the field, screaming my face off for my 5-1 Kansas City Chiefs.
It's not been approved.
I know it hasn't, but I've got an opportunity to go.
Oh, you're going to see him play the Bengals.
Yeah, I got tickets for my birthday.
Congratulations.
Hey,
so,
there you go. Congratulations, brother.
Brother, I'm going to agree with you.
Sorry for him.
You keep saying we're mocking you. We're not mocking you.
I know you aren't. They are.
I never said a word.
I was just laughing.
But okay.
He tried to make a play on that throw. He tried to fit it into Kelsey. It got tipped up in the air. I thought it was a good play by the defense to get a hand in there. And you say, oh, that I agree what you're saying is that 3 points would have tied it. It really... Not
I don't
necessarily.
Think we're talking about the same play. The Kelsey was in the second half, wasn't it?
No, it was the very last play of the first half.
It was the Kelsey?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was in the end zone that they tipped
I thought it
up.
Was on the right side. I thought the Kelsey one was on the left side.
No. Well, it was on the left side of the end zone.
You're probably
whatever.
Right. You're probably right.
that 3 points, you say, oh, it would have tied it. You can't say that, really, because it would have just changed the whole dynamic of the game. The Patriots would have played it different. They may have gone for the touchdown instead of waiting for the field goal to tie it. They wouldn't have let the clock run
down.
But
what I'm saying is not incorrect. If they got 3 points there, the field goal at the end of the game would
have changed. You might as well just say they could have used 3 of the points from the previous week and used it to this week. That's how much sense it makes.
Because
it doesn't.
The play call would have been different. The whole strategy would have been different. Maybe you guys wouldn't have tried to throw that bomb to Tyreek Hill because you would have been up by 3. You would have tried to run clock. So you don't know what would have happened. It would have changed the
game.
Can
I still make the point that points are so important?
Right. But
even if I retract that statement, you got to get.
I'm not saying it's a wrong statement. I just think that he was trying to make a play because he realized we have to score touchdowns. You guys were kicking field goal, field goal, field goal, field goal. And that was not going to get it done. And he said, okay, this is my chance. And Kelsey was open. Dude made a great play. Tipped it up. Okay. You go move on. And you came out and you responded in the second half. And I still think you're the best team in the AFC.
I agree with you. It's nice to hear that. I don't agree with you as a fan. I agree with you as a fan of the game. As a fan, I don't agree with you. I want to have an objective point of view. I want it to be a valid argument. I don't agree with you because I bleed red. I believe because I'm an actual football fan. That makes I agree with him that I believe the AFC is stacked with the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs have possibly the best offense in the NFL.
Not last night.
I think the Rams are pretty stout. The Rams are pretty for real. But
the Rams are really good.
It's going to be exciting to see them play. But the Broncos played them tough. Shouldn't have. That shouldn't have been a ball game. And the Broncos made that.
That go look at the stats. It's a very deceiving game.
Right.
Like I mean, the Rams just handed the ball off all game and ran for 200. I mean, Gurley had 208 yards. So all they did was run the ball right at him, said, here you go, and they just ate the clock up and got out of there with a win because they had two wide receivers coming off concussions. They weren't trying to run it up. They didn't do – I felt like they ran a very vanilla game, and so the score looks competitive. The Broncos had no chance at winning that game.
I agree with you because if I remember right in the second half, I was watching a little bit. I think it kind of got not out of hand, but like you thought it was going to kind of take off to what you're used to seeing.
Yeah, it was like 20-6 or something like that.
And then I remember,
at one point.
I missed it. I turned away from it. And then I came back to it, and I was like, why is this a ball game? At the end, I don't think it was really a ball game because they had to do an onside.
Yeah, it may have been 20-3 at some point. But yes, it didn't. It looks like it was a close game, but the Rams, anytime they wanted to, they could have scored.
Man,
I
got fun questions for you guys.
Go ahead,
because I'm really excited. I really am. The question on the touchdown to Tyreek Hill that the commentators called an overthrow by Patrick Mahomes. I don't think he intended to throw that ball to Hunt.
No, he absolutely did.
I don't think so.
Oh yes, he threw that ball to Hunt. No doubt about it. And
let's just talk objectively. If we watch from the snap, if you'll go back, like if you haven't watched it post game, if you haven't watched any of it, if you they see each other.
Do you know which one he's talking about?
No,
Eddie?
No.
Okay.
And I'm not trying to argue to win. This is just my point, and you get your point. That's what makes it fun. It looks like I was hoping, and I don't know if they did. See if you can find it. If a reporter asked him that question, because I thought as soon as I watched it, I was like, surely a reporter is going to ask him. Because I'm curious to know. Obviously, that'd be the way to find out if we asked the actual quarterback. But it looked like Tyreek saw him.
Yeah, he's on the line right now. Oh, I wanted that to go.
If you had it.
He's on the line right now.
Appreciate the call.
I think I see it. Hold on.
I'm curious to know because it looked like they called it an overthrow, but it looked like he was. It landed right in Tyreek's lap, man.
Okay, we're not breaking down the X's.
No.
This isn't Game Film Monday.
I just thought it was a fun question. When I saw it, I was like, I'm going to ask the guys that.
I mean, we just broke down this game more than the Patriots are going to break it down.
It was probably the most watched game of the week.
No.
Well, duh. Sunday Night Football.
Well, not only that, but I mean, you've got your people that love the Patriots, and then everybody else cheers against them.
But that's always the most watched one.
Well, yeah, they always cheer against the best.
Yeah. Eddie's trying to look it up. But yes, I definitely think it was an overthrow. He was trying to throw it to Kareem Hunt.
Another question for you. And this is we are guilty of every penalty we got. Okay, let me first off say that.
Okay,
just don't be deflated. Just let me ask you a question. Would you say that you can probably throw a flag on 90% of every play in the NFL if you wanted to?
For holding, I would say yes.
Oh yeah, there's always holding.
There's always
going
holding.
On.
Okay. Always blocking the back.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, agree.
On returns.
I just found it odd. I don't think New England had a penalty in the first half, which they may have played perfect football. I'm not playing woe is me here. We're guilty of our penalties. I just find it odd in a football game that you're not getting, you didn't get one penalty call.
They're the least penalized team in the NFL because they're disciplined. Okay. I'm not going to argue with that.
I just thought I had a valid question. I mean, when you can call a flag on every play, it's like, man, you don't get one.
I have a valid question.
You didn't have a dude.
How does Brady make it look so easy to always come back and drive either for the touchdown win or for close enough for a field goal to win the game?
I'm sure you and a lot of head coaches have the same question.
When you got less than 2 minutes left in the game and Brady's got the ball and they're down by
they're going to win.
They're going to win. It's like, okay, here we go. I mean, it's going
to
happen.
How many times do they have to do it, Patriots fan or not, before you believe them? You're right.
So, Lunchbox,
how do they do it?
How do they do it?
Because he's the greatest of all time, guys. That's what I'm saying. Like, when you watch him, he is so calm. He knows exactly what he wants to do. He runs the offense so smooth. Everybody is on the same page. That they are so disciplined that they know they're so well coached.
How many plays does he, and this is an honest question, because I know Peyton like called a lot of his plays up at the line of scrimmage. How many do you think Peyton calls? I mean, not Peyton, Brady. Tom Brady. Yeah.
On the two-minute drive?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You think that's all
but
him,
McDaniels may be in his head saying, hey, do this. But Brady, he can see things on the field. And he, like the one, I don't know if you're watching, and I don't even know if it wasn't during the two-minute drill. He saw something. He said, Gronk, stand up. Stand up. And whatever he saw at the line, and they – Gronk stands up, changes the formation, boom, and they get like a 15-yard gain. So that's him seeing it. I just think he's the greatest of all time, and that's
how much were they down to Seattle? Or what was it, the game, the Super Bowl, where they were
Atlanta.
Down? Atlanta. How much were they? 28-3? 28?
Yeah.
What was it? I don't know.
He's just the greatest of all time.
He is. I mean, how many times does he have to do it before you just – and not – like last night, I'm not a Tom Brady fan. Like, I'm a Chiefs fan. Okay, I don't even play fantasy football because I don't want to cheer for any. I don't want to cheer for your teams, dude.
And
like,
see, I respect that. Like, I respect that you love your team so much you don't want to play fantasy because you don't want to cheer for anybody else.
I love the Cowboys. I just don't pick Cowboys to be in my fantasy team.
Well, except like money.
I did pick Ezekiel Elliott the first time in my year that I picked a Cowboy.
And you're complaining about penalties. The Chiefs were only called for five. Yes, you were.
I wasn't complaining. I said we're guilty of all of them. I was surprised that the Chiefs didn't have one.
You only had five.
Okay.
Five. So don't act like you got called for all these penalties. And
again, I wasn't playing what was me. I was asking you a question. It wouldn't matter who we were playing. I just found it odd that there wasn't. Maybe they played perfect football. Cool. Next.
And they did get called for a penalty, but you guys declined it at one point, an illegal motion.
That was second half.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So don't act like they didn't. You only had five penalties for 58 yards. It was a very clean game.
It was a great game.
It was a very entertaining game to watch. I still think the Chiefs are the best team in the AFC. You have nothing. You still, if that's in Kansas City, it could be a 3-point game the other way. They say 3 points for a home field advantage. Look at that. You have nothing to be upset about.
I think New England needed that game. I'll make that point too. I think New England that needed that game way more than us. So I was glad to be in a position because looking at the schedule at the beginning of the year, I'm not thinking that we're okay to lose that game. You know, and we have put ourselves in a situation where that game is losable. And we're still okay. I mean, we've got.
You sound like a fan that got their ass kicked, brother.
I mean, look, brother.
We scored 40 points and lost on a last second field goal. Let me tell you this. Justin Houston's on the sideline. We lost our starting center, who's the one that gets the ball to Patrick Mahomes.
Make the excuses.
We lost Tardif, which is the reason that Patrick Mahomes was running for his life because Eric Fisher couldn't stop a paper airplane. Who else? We've got Eric Berry out.
Brother, make your excuses all you
want.
Okay, but
before you hate on our defense, know that we'll see you in January, but this time, Mr. Belichick, it's going to be at Arrowhead Stadium.
I'm saying this.
Not necessarily.
Yes, it will. We'll win the AFC.
I'm saying this. If the Chiefs lose again, if the Chiefs lose two in a row, your butthole's going to pucker right up.
All right, brother.
Make stuff for that.
The Bengals go to Arrowhead this week, brother. The Bengals go to Arrowhead. What do you have going on over there?
I mean, I think we're going to crush the Bengals.
Not so fast. Mixon's going to run all
over you. The Bengals are going to be hot because they lost a tough game to Pittsburgh. You know, losing teams are always come off with a little chip on their shoulder. Cincinnati's a good ball team. I think we're going to beat them handily, to be quite honest with you. Doesn't mean we will. My opinion, I'm usually not correct. But
are we going to see another high-scoring ball game?
I don't see how you don't. I think you're going to – I don't know that there's a – I mean, we already faced which Bortles and the offense are getting exposed, but Jacksonville was, quote-unquote, one of the best Ds in the NFL. We exposed them.
The Cowboys put that one wrong.
All we can do is face the opponents you put in front of us. The media is the ones that are speculating. All we can do is handle this week's opponents.
You're speculating.
Brother,
you are the media right now.
You didn't really expose their defense. Okay.
We threw two picks and beat them by 14 or 13. You got exposed. I mean, you might as well be a Polaroid picture.
No, shake it.
Love you.
Brother. What? If you look at it, you didn't expose their defense.
Okay.
You exposed their offense. Your defense shut down Blake Bortles.
You're wrong. Our defense.
Well, first off, brother,
defense,
you didn't do shh.
No, you want to bet? Brother.
Lunchbox. I shouldn't say you're wrong. Let me just say this. We tackled better than any football game we've played this week. If we tackled against Jacksonville, if we tackled against the New England last night like we did against Jacksonville, they would have lost by 15.
You had four INTs against Bortles. That is not your offense exposing their defense. It's your defense exposing their offense. Just I don't want to argue with you.
But we still threw that. How many points did we score?
Brother, it doesn't matter. When you don't, you have two INTs. Yes, you scored points because you intercepted them on the 10-yard line, so you only had to have 10 yards of offense to score. That's not exposing their defense. If they give up 10 yards, that's not that big a deal.
But look at our offensive performance is what I'm saying. We struggled offensively and still had a good offensive performance. Patrick Mahomes still had good numbers. He threw for over 300 yards.
So 300 yards doesn't matter in the NFL anymore.
Everybody, at no point when it doesn't matter. It's still an accolade just because other people can do it.
Blake Bortles threw for 430 yards last week against you guys. Is that good? Did he have a good game? No, he threw one touchdown.
That's
and four.
A lot of yards is all I'm saying.
But what yards don't matter.
Look at what's on the end of his yards and look what's on the end of Patrick Mahomes' yards. Yes, it doesn't matter. Yes, it does matter.
Yeah.
He's thrown six picks and he's had nine turnovers in six games. Let's put apples and oranges in a basket here.
I am saying your defense played good. Your offense didn't play
well.
That's
what I was saying. Our defense played the best they played against Jacksonville. That was the point I made.
No, you said your offense exposed their defense, and that is untrue. Untrue.
How many points did Jacksonville allow before they played Kansas City while you're doing stat, man?
Should we put you guys in the same T-shirt? That's what I do with my kids when they fight.
I love Lunchbox.
I put them in a big T-shirt to
Lunchbox,
get a second
hey,
hug.
Let's just say this: I'm not
guys,
coming in here as a know-it-all. Lunchbox
Pitts,
knows twice as much
hug.
As I do about sports. It'd be a cyber hug. I'm like,
that's the most
away.
They've given up. But that's what I'm saying. That's the most turnovers they had.
Okay, if I said something incorrect, I retract it. I get lost in what I say because I just spill off at the mouth. But let me just say again
no,
that our
don't.
Jacksonville, we tackled better against Jacksonville. We're giving up over 7 yards on first down. That's more than any team in the league on first
okay.
down.
Well,
all they have
brother,
to do is run
brother,
the ball.
I appreciate
and throw it to
you.
Thomas
I appreciate
Nelson
you coming by. Please wrap up Kansas City Radio.
Oh, are we?
Yeah. Thank you for listening to Kansas City Radio, Kansas City, Missouri, here in Missouri.
All
Kansas
right.
City Chiefs
right.
football.
Let's Brother talk about Pitts. The rest of the NFL because we just broke down the Chiefs for about 45 minutes and people tuned out.
Kansas City Radio like, football.
And I will say this, though. We've now seen the blueprint how to beat the Chiefs, and guess what? Chiefs are going to lose again. Bengals beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead.
That's your lock?
Teams know now how to beat the Chiefs.
How is that?
The Chiefs have been exposed. Track meet. Get on some track shoes.
You're
wrong. You don't want to be in a track meet with him. That's what the Patriots held the ball for 36 minutes.
You want to run the ball.
You want to run the ball, control the clock, and limit their possessions.
Mixon's going to run all over them.
You think the Chiefs are going to stop? Like, no.
No, I'm not saying the Chiefs.
Not you. I'm talking to Ray.
Like, the less they have the ball, the less opportunity they have. And the Patriots did that. 36 minutes to the Chiefs, 23.
Tactic. Oh, is that what it was,
yes.
too? That's a pretty big difference
it's a
right
smart
there.
Tactic.
It's that way you keep the ball away from their explosive offense.
Explosive. Too many weapons, man. They're unstoppable. They really are. Too many weapons.
They
these
just
Chiefs
got
have.
Stopped.
Well, Coach, I mean, this was a hell of a game. I don't know. I don't know how it happened.
It was great.
It was crazy.
It was such a fun game to watch. Such a fun game to watch.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the rest of the NFL yesterday.
All right.
A lot of things.
The Titans have been exposed as a really bad team.
Yeah.
I was wrong on my lock, and Baltimore just showed that the Titans really aren't that good.
Did you see the total yards the Titans offense had for the whole game?
115?
108.
Wow.
But 108
boys,
total yards.
That is
terrible.
But, boys, how much does the weather play into this game? Like, it was bad weather.
So
it was wet the whole time. Like, it's you can't play real football in that weather.
Really?
What?
Baltimore didn't have a problem.
Baltimore had 21 at the half.
I mean,
and
they played in the same weather, and Baltimore had just a fine time.
It rains in Baltimore all the time.
But they make cleats to run in the rain. The rain doesn't matter. You realize rain, heavy snow does matter.
Oh, so the rain is why they racked up 11 sacks. Because the offensive linemen for the Titans couldn't see, so they kept rubbing their eyes
to
get the rain.
Have you ever tried to grab a jersey when it's sopping wet? Ooh,
well,
it's hard.
They seem to grab Mariota's jersey fine and slam him to the ground.
Yeah, they have better gloves or something, man. Playing in the wet weather is tough.
Stop.
I don't think there's a good read on how bad the Titans are or how good the Ravens are because the weather was just bad.
Thank God they played that game yesterday, though. If Titans were Monday Night Football, this field's going to be underwater.
Worse today.
Oh, dude, it's real
terrible.
Bad out there.
I mean, what a garbage performance by the Titans. That was terrible.
And that was the game I was stuck with. And I was supposed to go to the game. I couldn't go. I had to work, sit here at the office. But my chick went and said it was ugly.
No, it looked ugly. It was pretty impressive. The Steelers-Bengals game was pretty fun to watch.
That was a good one. Back and forth the whole way, and then Steelers win at the end, right?
Yeah. So
across the middle, Antonio Brown.
Yeah, and Bengals,
they're happy again. Everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy in Pittsburgh.
Right in time for Le'Veon.
They said they haven't heard from Le'Veon.
Oh, they haven't?
And they haven't heard from him. No word from Le'Veon Bell.
I thought he was going to answer his cell phone for week 7.
I thought so too. That's what the reports were, but there's nothing out there.
I saw an interview with Connor last night where he's just like
McGregor.
No, James Connor.
James Connor,
the running back for the Steelers.
Okay,
now
we'll say his first and last name because Connor is
McGregor.
Was
Connor McGregor at the Cowboys?
He was at the Cowboys.
Why
game?
Was he in Dallas?
Why not? Because he's just in the. He's just chilling. Now.
I be just, real with you. When I saw him, I was like, "Is that Fitzmagic or McGregor?" I'm like, "Who is that?"
I was thinking, didn't that guy just get his ass beat in UFC? What is he doing, showing his face?
The Russian was at the Steelers game too.
Oh.
The Russian was?
No, what's his name?
Khabib.
I don't
know. I don't think he was.
I think he was in trouble with his dad for causing a melee.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, the Steelers look good.
But what was wrong? I didn't, because I was driving, so I was kind of watching the highlights come in or whatever. But what was wrong with Roethlisberger? Why was he not connecting?
What do you mean?
Early in the game, it didn't look like there was much going on.
He was doing
a
lot of dinking and dunking.
He gets sacked a lot? What happened?
He didn't get sacked because he always finds a way to throw the ball.
Oh, there was rain, though.
That guy,
there was rain.
You're laughing at me. That's a big deal.
No, I understand, but you can't say that that was the reason that the Titans were just brutally bad.
Guys, it hasn't rained here in months. They can't practice in rain.
I don't think they should turn the sprinklers on
and practice. Get used to that rain.
I don't think any team practices in the rain. If it's in the rain, they go in the bubble.
They actually should practice.
They should. They should turn the sprinklers on.
That is a genius idea. If you're the Titans coaching staff, turn those sprinklers on.
Vrabel, do it.
So bad. But yeah.
It's like hitting them in the face.
Yeah. They got all the kids just holding them, put it right in their face. Grab the jersey.
That would be kind of fun. I'm
telling you, dude.
Get water guns and just super soakers. Chase them
super
down the
soakers
field.
With a pump on it.
Yeah. Who else looked good yesterday? Interesting games. Dallas.
No, oh, we'll leave them last. I gotta have my minute talk to the Cowboys.
Okay,
your minute right now.
I'm not ready.
Dude,
after hearing Pitts, I want to get riled up like Pitts.
Pitts isn't ever ready. He just comes in here and vomits from the mouth.
Yes, the worst division in football is the NFC, the AFC South. The Titans,
yeah,
the
Jacksonville,
the Texans, and the Colts.
It's terrible, man.
Good.
It's real bad.
They were kind of bad last year, too, though. That was a bad division last year.
Yeah, so, no, you had Jacksonville and Tennessee both make the playoffs.
Good point.
I just don't, I watched a lot of the Texans game.
Thank you for
against
that.
Buffalo.
Thank you for eking it out at the end.
Goodness, great. I mean,
thank you.
They look terrible.
So Deshaun Watson isn't the Deshaun Watson that we used to know. That's what I'm starting to think.
Well, that's post,
I know,
torn ACL or whatever.
And part of it is the offensive line. They can't run the ball. They don't. They have no running game, and so everybody just plays the pass, and they run. I mean, I don't know what they're doing. They almost lose to the Bills. Thank goodness Nathan Peterman comes in and does what Nathan Peterman does, throw a pick six at
Thank
the very
you.
End of the game.
Needed that for the parlay. Thank you.
But you had a money line?
Oh, no, yeah, I had money line ML. Dude, NFL, I don't mess with spreads. You kidding me? Go ML anytime you can.
But you can't win any money there if they're not.
Parlay. Parleasy.
He had 4-game parlay.
Who'd you have?
Everybody.
Well, tell me.
Starting college on Saturday. It was 5-game. Starting college on
who'd
Saturday.
Who'd you have?
It was a Nevada something. It was a wild one. Nevada plus live money bet. Plus 4.5, okay? And then it continues into Sunday. Sunday, you got Baltimore -3. You also got Houston just to win. You also got the Patriots just to win. And then it carries over into Monday night where you got the Packers must win in Lambeau. And that'll be the finish line, boys. That's how you finish out a parlay.
Okay. And then Atlanta. The ending of the Atlanta-Tampa Bay game was really cool to watch because Tampa is down by 5. There's 8 seconds left. They have no timeouts left. And they're on the, 22-yard line. They spread him out. Winston in the gun. Hut! And he QB sneaks. And you're like, what is he doing? He's not going to be able to run 22 yards on a QB sneak. But as he's about to get tackled, he turns, laterals it backwards to, I believe, Mike Evans. Mike Evans picks it up and Deshaun Watson's on the far sideline just sitting there waiting, and he's going to throw it to Deshaun Watson, and he's going to have a clear path to the end zone. I mean, it's going to be touchdown, game over. He throws it out.
Deshaun Watson? He's there.
Deshaun Jackson. Yeah. Sorry. And he throws it, and it bounces before it gets to him and goes between his legs out of bounds.
But it would have been a dirty
play. It would have been dirty. Like, if you, we got to find, we'll put it on our Twitter, Sore Loser Show on Twitter. It was, you're sitting there going, oh, this has no, oh my gosh, he's got, oh, it went between, and Deshaun Jackson just starts kicking the pylon, throws his helmet. He's so mad because he saw pay dirt. He saw it.
And Mike Evans just threw it short.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because he's getting tackled, so he's just trying to get it out there.
Did he have a good arm, Mike Evans?
Yeah. I mean, he was only throwing it 8 yards. Okay. It's not like he was throwing it across the football field. But it was just impressive. They all have good arms, by the way. They can all throw the football about 40, 50 yards.
Oh, yeah.
It was just a fun, it was a fun ending, because when you're watching, you're like, oh, my gosh, there's no, oh. It was about to be a miracle. It was going to be one of those miracle plays. And then, my Chicago Bears.
Boy, I did. So they were, well, great game, though.
The Bears were a lock to win, right? Because wasn't it a backup quarterback with the Dolphins?
It was Brock Osweiler.
I mean, you're talking about a lock, so don't even tell me what happened. Bears won, right? It was a lock to win. What happened?
Yeah. They lost.
No!
They did, dude.
In overtime.
Oh!
I mean,
after Trubi hit six touchdowns a week ago.
Real. Trubi's not...
Coach, you got to be something to hit six touchdowns.
No.
Not against the Tampa Bay. I mean, I've been trying to tell you guys, Trubisky. I look at him and I see Patrick Mahomes, and I'm just like, what if we would have drafted Mahomes?
Because you could.
What if? Yeah, because we drafted Trubisky number 2 overall. Mahomes went like number 10. Oh, same draft. Oh. Same draft.
That's like Greg Oden and Kevin Durant, right?
Yes.
But you never know. I mean, they just took a gamble in this case. No, you don't.
Look at guys and be able to predict if they're going to be good or not.
I know.
Well, Andy Reid knew.
It's a prediction.
Andy Reid knew.
It's a prediction. He won that gamble. Like,
I know. I understand that. And I just look at Trubisky, and I'm like, he's not a franchise quarterback.
I never thought he was going to be good. North Carolina?
Coach, I can't even pronounce his name. How's he going to be a franchise quarterback?
Dude, and since when is North Carolina good at football? I knew he wasn't a good quarterback.
Just because they're not good at football.
I know, but it made
Carson Wentz went to North Dakota State.
I know, but it made a sour taste in my mouth that he went to North Dakota or North Carolina. That's a basketball school.
What is North Dakota State?
Nothing school. Their football.
Well, look at Carson Wentz.
North
he's
Dakota
doing
State's
right.
good.
He's the rare exception. He's the Randy Moss.
North Dakota. How about Miami of Ohio?
Who's that?
Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, what about Delaware? Joe Flacco.
The Delaware University.
But yes, I watched the Bears, and here's the thing. The speed of the Dolphins, Albert Wilson was just running by the Bears defenders, just, and maybe it was the 98-degree heat, and we got tired. I don't know. Whatever.
That's a thing, but the rain isn't. Unbelievable.
They showed a girl. She was doing the broadcast from the Denver, and it was snowing, and it was, say, 30 degrees. Then they showed a guy at Finn Stadium.
He's got his shirt
it was
off.
100 degrees, and he was sweating through his suit.
Yeah.
It like was 70 degrees temperature difference.
Yeah.
In America. That's crazy.
The Bears just they gave up a couple – some big plays. The week off, the coming off the bye, you would think, okay, we're ready to go. They looked terrible. Trubisky was making some bad decisions. Luckily, he didn't get intercepted more than he did, because he's throwing back across his body over the middle, taking chances they didn't need to. And then I felt like the coaches didn't trust him in overtime. There's like 2 minutes to go. We have a 3rd and 5, and we just run the ball straight up the middle, don't get any yards. So then we line up for a 53-yard field goal, and our dang kicker misses it. And then 3 plays later, Dolphins pretty much kick a field goal, win the game.
53-yard field goal at an indoor stadium? That's so
it's
doable.
It's outdoor.
Oh, they got a weird roof retractable.
But it's still, but no, it does.
That's
it,
a doable,
it's doable
kick.
But when it's 3rd and 5, if you trust your quarterback, if you trust Trubisky,
throw the ball.
Try to get the first down. I didn't feel like they were trying to get the first down. And so they didn't get any more yards. They felt like, oh, 53, that's a gimme. The kicker's career long is 54.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
It was down the middle, too. It was just short, right?
He went left,
I
believe.
Left.
Left to right. I mean,
game
it
I was thinking.
I just was like, oh,
I mean,
my
you watched God. A lot of field goals.
No, I was driving. I was listening to all these games.
It was crushing. It was a crushing loss.
That's because, hard listening to football.
Because here's the thing. The Bears, guess who they have next?
Somebody tough.
Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Uh-oh.
Put an L in the column.
Uh-oh. They'll definitely get 10 points on that.
So then we're 3-3.
They might get 2 touchdowns.
Wonderful. Oh, so bad. So bad. You can't do that.
Coach, you really thought they were going to be good after the 6-touchdown performance?
No. I didn't think
you're tricking. You're lying to yourself to say, like, for me and the Titans, I'm not gonna lie to myself. I don't think they're that good. I wasn't gonna lie to myself after they beat a couple good teams and after they beat the Eagles and da da da. And I'm gonna be like, oh, they're good. I've never thought they were that good.
I don't think the Bears are that good.
Oh, okay.
I just thought we could win that game be 4-1.
Oh, for sure, win that game.
That's what I mean. Right. Especially when Brock Osweiler's back there. I only think our defense is good. Our quarterback, I don't think, is very good. So I don't think we can win a Super Bowl.
He looks weak back there. I've never seen a weaker-looking quarterback that's just scared and timid. I don't think he's confident at all.
When the rush gets to him, his feet, he gets happy feet, starts dancing around, it's bad.
How did they control Khalil Mack? Like, how did they score?
Well, he hurt his ankle.
Oh.
He had, at some point in the first half, something happened to his ankle because he had, next series, he had a bunch of tape on the outside of the ankle, and he didn't look like Khalil Mack.
Oh. Hey, can we talk about Upset Central in college football? Nope. Four of the top ten teams all get beat out.
He wants to talk about the Cowboys.
Not yet. You talk about lying to yourself as a fan, and that's what I did. I went into this week lying to myself saying, guys, Cowboys are going to be the Cowboys, and we're going to lose this stupid game because Jacksonville's got a decent team, and we're just not going to play well. We're going to make stupid decisions. And I was wrong! Dang, the Cowboys look good this week. Boys, I'm so proud of you. You all played great. Lunchbox, you're right. We have such a good defense. They came to play. They came to play yesterday. That defense was phenomenal. Great defense. Put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. Sack, pick, sack. Pick, block. I mean, everything. They played so, so well. And then the offense put it together, man. I don't know. They start the game off with it. I mean, we've been missing our tight end. Obviously, we missed Jason Witten. But we got these two.
Is he coming back?
Yeah, he's coming back. No, we got these two new dudes, and we're starting to bring them into the rotation.
Who? What are their names?
One of them is
it's a true fan there.
Swain, and the other one is,
Jeff Swain.
Overton or something. I don't know. So I love that they're using these guys now. I love that they're just doing a big variety on all our receivers. And then, obviously, Dak keeping the ball. They saw something in that yesterday, so they kept giving him the ball. Yes, let him run.
Who did they beat?
He's got legs. Who did they beat?
Yeah.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wow. At Jacksonville?
No, in Dallas.
Oh, that's right, because Connor
Dallas.
Was
there. And I don't know if it's because Connor was there or what.
Yes.
But the Cowboys look good. I love the decision-making from the coaches. I love everything about it. I mean, it was one of the games where it's halftime, and I really didn't even need to pay attention to the second half because it was that good of a first half.
They were up that much?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think we're up by 24-0,
wow.
I think.
Wow. That's a shocker.
And really what this game showed you more is more about the Jaguars than anything.
Which is what I said before the season even started.
What's up?
Fool's gold. Huh? Jacksonville fool's gold.
If they're down by 10 points.
They give up.
It's over. Because they don't have the offense to come back. You can't trust Bortles. Do you want Bortles throwing the ball 40 times a game? Do you trust him to throw the ball 40?
They're missing Fournette. When is Fournette coming back? That's need Fournette.
Right. The hamstring, that really hurts him. And they've got a couple injuries on their offensive line. Their left tackle, Cam Robinson, I believe he's out for, I don't know how long he's out, but I know he's out this game. He may be out for the year.
But the Cowboys scored 40 on him. I'm not even talking about their stupid offense. Who cares? The Jags couldn't have put up 40?
Hey, but here's what I'm saying with NFL teams
and
stuff.
But when they're...
If a player hasn't played up until now, I start to think, man, they might sit out the whole year. Fournette, he might be out the whole year. Le'Veon Bell. He might be out the whole year.
No, Le'Veon Bell will not be out the whole year. He has to be in by week 10 or else he won't be a free agent at the end of this year. So he will be in at some point this season.
All right.
Or he just takes a year off.
No, because then he can't be a free agent.
Then he takes 2 years off.
Then he goes to the
Caribbean. Then he goes to the Caribbean.
What a pimp, though. Dude, he scammed the system. He didn't have to do training camp. Now he's just chilling. He's like,
Yeah, but he's losing.
It's not good.
Losing like $800,000 a week.
I know, but he must be all right that he's not too worried about it.
Well, yeah, because he's
going
to sign this offseason.
So awesome
he's going to make a lot of money.
To have that much leverage on a team, you can just totally call all the shots. That's amazing to have that kind of power. And they're begging for him to come back.
Well, yeah, best running back in the league for a couple of years. Yeah.
That'll
give you leverage, Le'Veon
Bell.
I say Gurley's better.
Gurley is now the best running back.
Now he is.
He is
talking
the best
about
running
before
back.
This.
In the, yes, I was going to say now Gurley is the best running back in the NFL. Woo! Dude is bad. Woo! Bad dude. But, yes, so congrats to your Cowboys.
But you're not giving the offense credit at all?
No. The offense didn't do much. 183 yards passing. Not that good. You did.
Because I just said that Dak ran the ball like 80 times.
11 times.
Okay.
He had 82 yards. Ezekiel Elliott had Right.
So I mean, I don't. It's an offense. It's not a passing offense. I mean, it's all of it. That's what I'm saying. The mixture of plays in all of it. Giving Dak the ball, letting him keep the ball. Giving Ezekiel the ball. Throwing the ball to Cole Beasley. Using the tight ends. All of it. Like, all of it was good.
Cole Beasley had a good game. 9 catches, 101 yards. That was your wide receiver. That was it.
Yeah. But even Gallup got a couple of good catches.
He had
there.
One catch.
The star. I mean, that was the star. That was the momentum starter.
Okay, I just
so I'm saying, just as an offense, you use variety, and that's what
right.
they did.
They did. They played. What they won. Like
what
I
we
said,
need to do because we always depend.
Once you're up 10-0, it was over because the Jaguars aren't coming back. This week is the most interesting game for the Cowboys because they travel to Washington to play the Redskins.
Oh, they're gonna get killed.
Whoa.
And the Redskins.
Whoa.
Are just like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. They play good one week and then they play terrible. They play good, then they play terrible. And I'm interested to see the Cowboys going into Washington because Washington beat Carolina this week, and you don't see that happening. Washington beat Green Bay at home, and then they get beat by the Colts. So I want to see how this is the week. If the Cowboys can win this week, they have a shot at the playoffs. If not, they're going to be a 500 team. They'll be 8-8.
I like that. What's interesting is, again, that play calling is going to confuse Washington and how they're going to defend the Cowboys. Like, that's what I like about this week going into that game is, like, they're going to be like, well, we don't know what to do. They're using all kinds of different tactics, so they're going to be a little confused, and I like that. I like going into Washington and confusing them a little bit because it's going to be tough for the Cowboys in Philadelphia.
But if you want to keep running your quarterback.
No. I said, do not do that.
Because he will be out. He will be hurt.
Correct.
Whoever your backup is, I don't even know.
Dude, that's going to be an ugly season.
Brandon Rush.
The backup.
Is he still the backup? I don't know.
Brandon Rush.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who your backup. That's what I'm saying.
I think that's our backup.
That's the problem.
That's the problem. We don't know his name. That's a problem.
You have to be careful about running your quarterback because
do you know all the backup names?
No.
Okay. So it's a problem in most teams.
I know
teams.
Ours. Blaine Gabbert.
Okay.
Well, because he's already played this season.
Yeah.
I know Jameis Winston's. Fitzmagic.
Okay.
That's
Thank
a good
Ray.
Point.
Thank you, Ray.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's see who
Do you know your backup's name? No. No one does.
Oh, Cooper Rush is your backup quarterback.
Cooper
Rush.
Well, dude, he's the future if you keep running.
Who the hell's Brandon Rush then?
He played
basketball player.
Played basketball at Kansas.
So you have a basketball player as your backup?
Yeah, Brandon Rush is the backup of the Cowboys backup quarterback.
All right. Let's move on to college football. Upset weekend. Oh man, it was awesome. It was great.
The Vols are good again. They beat Auburn.
Stop.
Auburn's just terrible.
Auburn's
now.
Just terrible.
Stidham or whatever his name is. They're
Stedman.
Terrible. Yeah.
Stedman. I said he was going to win the Heisman.
No.
Stidham. Yeah, I did at the beginning of the year.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That could be the dumbest prediction on the show.
I thought he said Kyler Murray was going to. No.
Now, once the season started, okay. I said Kyler Murray. But there's only one Heisman. The Heisman is Tua. Tagalova at Alabama. He's unbelievable. He went out with a little slight knee injury this week. But it. Do you realize that Alabama punted this weekend for the first time since September 21st?
That's awesome.
That is crazy.
That's awesome.
Wow. So, like, we can talk college football, and everybody wants to talk college football, the polls.
Bama.
Here it is. Alabama.
Everybody else.
Everybody else. If anybody gets in within 14 points of Alabama, I will be shocked this year.
Dude, Bama's so
shocked.
Good. They're because, such a dominant force.
Okay, Tua goes out. Tua Tagovailoa goes out, has to miss a couple games because his little knee sprain. Okay, they got a quarterback that was like 27-3, 27-2, Jalen Hurts. Okay, I just do not think anybody – 14 points, if you get within that, that's a moral victory. Congrats to
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And the new polls, people are tweeting me, oh, look at Texas. They're up at number 7 or number 6. Listen, if you guys really think Texas is the number 7 team in the nation
– They're not.
They are – that's fool's gold, right. Like we've been saying. They might be number 15.
Sure.
But they are –
And I swear to God, people, I've been seeing those tweets too. I'm like, how is Texas top 10? That doesn't make any sense.
How are they top 10?
Because of the teams they beat. They beat Oklahoma.
They
blah,
beat
blah,
Oklahoma.
Blah, blah.
That's their only good
Who's
win.
Who's better than them? Who should be in that spot? Do you think that's not?
Well, if they are, then college. I think college football is way down this year. I don't think there's really, it's Alabama.
Exactly.
And there's not dominant teams.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think there's a lot to go into that spot. So Texas is looking like they get the most improved award. Like,
well, I think Texas A&M, I don't think they're top 10. I don't know if they are or not, but I think they could beat
they're
Texas.
Not.
Well, there you go. There's
right.
a team that could beat
I think
beat
Texas
them.
A&M could beat them. I
yeah.
think
Clemson could beat them.
Oh, well, yes. Clemson's top 3.
Okay.
LSU would beat them.
Oh, for sure.
Georgia.
Georgia
would beat them.
But these
them.
Are all teams
but
that are up
these
there.
Are all, like, yeah, they're up there. I'm saying teams that aren't.
Well, Georgia's below them. in the polls.
What's Georgia at?
Like 8?
Let me pull these polls up.
That's what I'm saying. Like that tells you it's fine that if you want to think.
And then, Penn State? Even though they just got beat.
They did just get beat.
I think they would beat Texas.
Here's the thing. Someone voted not Alabama number one.
Oh, really?
Yes. Alabama got all but one first place vote. So I just want to take a second. And to whoever this is, I know you think you're funny. You think you're cute. Like, oh, I'm not going to vote for Alabama. If you watch college football, you know Alabama is the best team right now.
Until you need them to cover a 50-point spread.
They were favored by 50?
Against Lafayette, and they only won by like 46.
But don't, like, just don't be stupid. Like, let's not be stupid and say, oh, they're not the best. I'm going to vote for someone else because they are the best. And it's just so funny. Ugh. But yes, Texas being in the top 10 is laughable to me.
Because they're good.
So yeah, Georgia's number 8, Texas is number 7.
Yeah, I see that now. But LSU's 5. Like, I'm talking about like what team should be in the top 10 that's not.
I don't.
I'm just saying that
like
because
USC. Because I think if they play
Texas
again,
Texas does look like a top 10.
They
team.
Do.
Yeah,
they beat Baylor by 6 points.
Well, their quarterback did get hurt, but
exactly. What did I tell you?
What happened to him? By the way,
we don't know. They think it's a sprained AC joint, maybe slightly separated.
Oh, if
shoulder.
He's out, they're done.
Oh boy.
Yes. Oh, they're done.
I have been telling
What's his
you,
name? Ellinger?
Sam Ellinger.
Ellinger.
And I've been telling you, if he keeps running the ball, he's going to get hurt because
Coach, that's every quarterback.
No.
Yes, it is.
Just said it about Dak.
I mean, it's every quarterback. They keep running the ball. They're going to get hurt. They're quarterbacks. They don't have any protection.
Like, wrong. I don't think Cam Newton's going to get hurt. Cam Newton's built like
He doesn't run the ball like he used to. He doesn't.
Cam Newton, that's what in college he did, and I wasn't worried about him getting hurt. Why? Because he's built like a brick house. Sam Ellinger is small. He is small. He was getting hurt all the time in high school. And so,
and have you seen when he gets hit? He gets drilled.
Yes, it's not like a glancing. I mean,
he's fighting for extra yards, which isn't good.
He is going in and taking the hit. Like he's trying to deliver
blows.
That's not smart.
And
what he doesn't understand is these linebackers are bigger than him,
and they want to hurt him.
Exactly.
They do.
And I understand. I love his heart and his spirit. I do love the way he fights. Like he is he's a Tim Tebow-esque. Like I'm going to get everything I can. But man, you got to be smarter because the Texas isn't good without you, as we saw this weekend. You have to be smarter than that. Without him, they lose half their games.
Yeah, so, dude, there's a ton of random teams that could beat Texas. That's why I don't think they're top 10. Like Iowa State, we just saw they're an amazing team all of a sudden. I mean, Michigan State, all of a sudden,
you can't rank on an all of a sudden win.
I know, but we're saying that rankings aren't determined by
well,
how
the rankings
good of a team.
Are stupid,
the rankings are stupid then, because I don't think Texas is top 10 even close.
How do they even come up with these?
There's 25 teams that
can beat
Texas.
It's so stupid.
It's usually the name schools, the big name schools. And they look at your recruiting class. Oh, you were a top 5 recruiting class? You got to be number 5
to start
the season.
When you turn the TV on Saturday and you watch a number 2 team playing a number 15 team, it's just a vote. Like, it's just a vote.
That number
Never
doesn't matter.
Never think that the number 2 team is going to be way better than
if
the number 15
If you're placing your
team.
Bets because of the seeding that is next to the team's name, don't.
I'm just talking about just watching the game thinking, oh, well, they're ranked number 2. They're going to be better. It does not.
I haven't looked at the seed in 10 years.
Well,
since I started betting, I never.
I just think it's natural for people to think that when they watch the score and when the scoreboard's up and they're like, oh, they're ranked number 2. They're going to be a better team.
I never see that anymore because I know it's a bunch of know nothings that determine
that
number.
So when you see number 1 next to Alabama, you don't care?
I do care about the number 1.
That's a little different. That's a little different.
Hey, only one team's got that number 1.
Like, I would like.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know who should be in the top 10. I just know that when I watch Texas, I see with my eyeballs, they look like a top 15 team.
Okay.
Yeah,
coach.
Yeah. Because there's West Virginia. I know they're not top 10. West Virginia can beat Texas's ass. Dude, there's some high flying Texas Tech on a crazy. If their quarterback gets back, I don't know if he's hurt or something. Texas Tech on a crazy day.
Yeah,
can
he
beat
got
Texas.
A collapsed lung.
He's donezo.
I think he's done. Yeah, they
can't win with the backup.
They did,
but I don't like the backup as much as I like the starter for Texas Tech. But I think there's a ton of teams that can beat Texas. That's why it's crazy seeing them that high in the poll.
So at week 8, what are you seeing in the championship? Alabama.
Alabama.
Who? And
Bama Clemson.
It doesn't matter.
No. What do you think? I mean, obviously Alabama. I mean, let's just mark them. Alabama's going in 100%.
Not Clemson. So it's Bama and somebody else.
All right.
It's
what do you guys
Bama
think? And Notre Dame.
No.
Notre Dame, baby.
No.
Notre Dame.
No.
What has Notre Dame done that's impressed you?
7-0.
They beat a terrible Pitt team by 5 points.
Okay.
They beat Vanderbilt.
They took the week off.
They beat Vanderbilt, who's terrible, by 6 points
or
something.
A win's a win.
They beat Ball State by 8. I mean.
Took the week off. Just chilling. Just trying to get that W.
Hey, no, you're right. You got the W.
I mean, that's all that matters.
I'm going to tell you who I think is going to go play Alabama in the national championship.
Kentucky.
Whoever wins the Ohio State-Michigan game.
All right.
Because they'll win the Big Ten. That's who
yeah,
will
I like
play.
Ohio State.
They'll win the they'll play Alabama in the championship.
Bama, Ohio State, and Bama will win.
I would love to see Alabama play Notre Dame in the semifinals. Alabama, I would say, wins by 24.
All right, I gotta remember this stuff. We throw so much stuff out. Remember what sticks.
Oh no, we remember it all.
Do we?
Yeah.
I wonder
because I had a lock in the NFL this week and no one acknowledged it. Even somebody said it on Twitter and Lunchbox was like, he didn't have a lock.
Who was your lock?
Chargers over Cleveland.
Well, sorry.
Tough lock.
When I broke down the Steelers game and said
it was a tough lock.
When I said you want to say, okay, you got one lock. That's your first
lock. No, my lock.
Right.
Predictions, we throw them all out.
No,
we had
no,
a lock at the end of the
when
of
I
the
said the
podcast.
Bears were my lock, you were like, I endorsed that one. That's a good lock.
I endorsed it, but it wasn't my lock.
So you were right, but
so
then
you got
were
one
wrong.
Lock
it's
right.
It's kind of like I'm a celebrity and I endorse this dude running for governor. Like who cares?
Yeah, because he said
if he doesn't get governor,
sort of
I
like
didn't
the
Bengals.
Like when I said the Steelers +2.5. Come on, guys. Like how are the Steelers getting points? And he goes, "Oh, you're wrong. The Bengals will win. Guess what? You were wrong.
That wasn't my lock though. So it's just conversation. At the end of the day, lock. If you're putting your money into it, here's your lock. This is a no brainer bet.
I know, but if we really break it down, you missed more than you got right this weekend.
Lock. No.
Okay.
I mean,
if you want to go by lock terms, you work more correct than you were incorrect.
Yes. Is that your first lock you've gotten right?
No. I've had a lot of locks right. I'll do a lock tonight.
Yeah, do one.
Okay, what's your lock?
Well, I don't know. I gotta think about it.
No, let's go.
We'll do it on the game tonight. I mean, obviously. What's the spread tonight?
No, we're not going to do it on the football game. Let's do it on a random NBA preseason game. Like, of course, the NFL game.
Well, there's baseball.
Also, there's baseball. There's Brewers,
Good
Dodgers.
Luck with those locks. Good luck.
Why?
With a baseball lock?
Are they hard?
You might as well go throw your money in the Cumberland River. Locks don't happen in baseball.
We need to give a shout out. We started a survivor pool in the NFL.
Somebody win it?
No.
Oh.
We have 16 people left, and there's 3 people that have picks tonight, so we could be down to 13 after tonight. So I just want to say that you people that are still in there, we are still paying attention to it. I still look to see if there's a winner because we
You're still paying attention. That's props to you.
Absolutely, because
I'm such
a
sore loser. I'm like, I don't
care.
You're
a sore loser.
Oh, I see what you did there. I just want you to know that, hey, people, look, we're paying attention. Props to you guys.
You're paying attention.
Okay, I'm paying attention that we are still looking because we really do appreciate you guys listening and that you are partaking in our Survivor Eliminator Pool, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And so to you 16 that are still alive right now, could be 13 tomorrow morning, congratulations.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Hey, so this weekend I was told y'all was in Ohio, right? You know that Survivor Pool that we do, Lunchbox?
Yeah.
This dude out of Ohio runs it. He was like, man, the podcast. He's like, yeah. I was like, dude, we talk about the Survivor thing on the podcast. He's like, dude, why don't we just get everyone on the podcast to do the real Survivor, $100 a piece? I'm like, that's all on you, buddy. If you want to, like, we'll tweet it to you, but if you want to collect $100 from everyone, you imagine if we had 400 people do $100 and this dude's managing it? And we do a real Survivor Pool like the one that's on right now.
I love what you're saying. Then we have that money for 16 weeks.
And it's like 40 grand.
Then, you know what we can do with 40 grand?
This guy was dead serious. He's like, let me try to figure out how we can do this. I mean, if we have to be disciplined. If they don't pay by this time, they're out. If they don't make their pick by this certain time, they're out. Those kind of rules.
Dude, we would have a 40 grand
loan.
But
next year, if we have 600 people, it'd be 60 grand. Like, how crazy would that be?
Whoa. Here's the thing. Is there anybody still left in that?
2 people.
When that's over, we can start it. We can do a new one.
Yeah, I mean,
season.
Oh shoot!
Yeah,
we can talk about this. How crazy would that be?
Amazing.
No, I mean, you want to talk about stressing out over one winner,
dude? I don't know. He said he was interested, so
I don't think
let's
that
wait
many people would do $100,000 or $100.
Listeners, guys, listening right now, you have to be in on this. $100, you could win up to. I mean, how many people entered the fake one? 800?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, it was 800 people that entered the fake one. I mean, if we get half of that, 400, that's 40 grand, people, that we could be winning. But you got to be trustworthy. You have to give the money when the money's due.
Yeah, Eddie, we don't have to, because we're not doing it right now, so we don't have to say this. Like,
oh, well, I'm
guys,
saying,
guys, you have to be trustworthy.
Okay, and Eddie, I need you to solve a problem.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ray made a promise last week on the podcast.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
Okay, he said if anybody tweets him a betting slip from Arkansas State and I don't even know who the other team was, that he would reimburse them because they lost. Well, someone tweeted it, and Ray was like, I'm not paying you, dude. It's been too long.
Okay. Couple things here. One, I think that slip looks fake. I saw the slip. It looks fake. Doesn't matter, though. Two, how much is it? $10?
$10.
You said you would do it, Ray. It's $10. Pay the dude $10.
Yeah, I paid him $10.
Did you?
Oh, you
yeah.
did?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. I just saw it last night.
I didn't want to because it wasn't even the same line that I said. But I said, to be technical, I said over 60. It was 60 and a half.
But what? It still didn't cover either way.
So it still changed line. and I also made it like that day I kind of wanted to pay people. Like you have 24 hours.
You have to say that. And you can't say it has to be the same line I'm saying.
Well, that's why I paid him. So I didn't have to have this conversation.
Saying, I'm shocked that more people didn't make the fake slips.
The future, if you say, hey, I'm going to pay someone, you have to say within 24 hours, same line. Because all you said was, hey, if anybody has a slip, I'll pay you.
Yeah, you got to set these rules up. That's why I'm talking about the survivor thing. You got to be trustworthy. You got to pay on time.
And
you
got, okay. All right. Now, what's your lock of the night? Come on.
Lock of the night. Let's see. What's the spread tonight,
Coach? I don't even know the games.
What's the spread
Who's
tonight?
Who's playing?
It's probably 10.
It was 9.5 last I saw.
Dude, I'm Vegas. I know these lines without even looking at them.
9.5. I say the 49ers cover. So.
Name their quarterback.
Oh, yeah. It's the dude, the Rock Gones brother.
Yeah. That's how confident he is in that pick, folks.
Tucker Bethard. Casey Bethard.
Exactly.
Casey Bethard.
It's currently minus 9.5.
Oh, gosh. What's the over-under?
46.5.
It's a sign of a true gambler.
Goodness.
When he goes after the over-under.
Woo, this one's tough. But, I mean, give 49ers the points. I think they'll put up a good fight against the Packers. I don't think they'll win the game, but they'll cover their points.
So
that's
say
my
it.
Lock it up.
Think Ray should only lock it up. You should just say, that's my lock.
Yeah, and you didn't even sound confident. You were like, they'll play the game good.
He said, I'm for sure not confident.
This is what
he said.
This is what he said. They'll just give them their points.
What's the points again? 8?
9.5.
9.5.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. All right. Packers, 9.5.
No, you just said a minute ago it was the Niners.
Oh shoot. Niners, 9.5.
Oh my gosh.
Lock it up.
Wow. If anybody actually bets along with that one,
yeah.
Somebody's going
God
to.
Help you.
All right. Have a wonderful Monday.
What are you betting tonight, Ray?
Not betting. I just got Packers money line.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Everybody have a great day. We will see you tomorrow. Sore Loser Show on Twitter. Oh, man. Let us know what you thought about Pitt. Sorry if we went way too long with the Chiefs talk.
Yeah, it might be his last time on
guys,
the show.
Guys, Pitts will always go long.
No,
you
no,
know
no.
that.
I know. We let him go way too long. He started going into we exposed their defense and blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
I did what I could to try and keep it interesting with Pitts, but he went off. I thought for a second I was in the Chiefs locker room.
Hey, wouldn't we like to be there? And if he's lucky, he's going to be at the game next week.
He turns 41, brothers.
We didn't get him a birthday gift.
We'll get him something Chiefs related.
All right.
All right. All right, thanks for listening. Ah!